CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.
Welcome to the next episode of the CyberWorks e-learning podcast series. I am Mary Kay Laferno, Marketing Director here at CyberWorks, and your host today. CyberWorks specializes in custom e-learning solutions, learning management systems, and custom e-learning development for companies, governments, and nonprofit institutions. Today, in part two of our mini-series on Lean ISD, we will again be talking with Guy Wallace, a certified performance technologist and president of Epic Incorporated, an instructional design and performance improvement consulting firm located in North Carolina. In the first part of our mini-series, we defined Lean ISD and looked at the curriculum architecture design which supports it. In part two of our series, we will compare Lean ISD to the ADDIE model of instructional design. So stay tuned for some great information to help you with your training program rollouts. Begin our second interview with Guy Wallace, president of Epic Incorporated, an instructional design and learning performance consulting firm.
Good afternoon, Guy. It's great to have you back with us here today.
It's good to be back, Mary Kay.
Okay. Guy, just in case we have people listening who didn't hear the first podcast you were with us, can you refresh us on what you meant when we were talking about Lean ISD and performance competence?
Sure. First of all, ISD is an acronym for Instructional Systems Design or Development, and that typically refers to a sound, research-proven set of methods for developing performance-based instruction. Lean ISD is my book that describes my methods for ISD, which includes three levels of instructional systems design, with common methods and tools and techniques for planning and managing those efforts, as well as for the analysis efforts for each of those three levels of ISD. The three levels of ISD are, at the top, curriculum architecture design, in the middle, modular curriculum development, and at the lower level, instructional activity development, which generally equates to systems engineering at the top, mm-hmm. product engineering and development in the middle, and component engineering and development at the lower level. All are intended to focus squarely on improving or sustaining performance competence, which is the ability to perform tasks to produce outputs to stakeholder requirements. And what's key about that is understanding via the analysis methods what those tasks of a typical task analysis are intended to produce, and what do customers and other stakeholders require of the output itself and or the process tasks.
Okay, super. So today we are comparing Lean ISD to the traditional ADDIE model of instructional design. Guy, for the people who may not know, can you define the ADDIE model for us?
Sure. ADDIE also is an acronym, and that stands for Analysis, Design, Development, Implementation, and finally, Evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
ADDIE is a new product development methodology for the product or products of instruction.
Okay, great. So let's get to it. Isn't the ADDIE model as an approach to content development kind of dead on arrival nowadays in the training and development community? I mean, what do you think?
Well, sadly, this is all too true in too many places. While rapid prototyping and rapid development are appropriate in some situations, especially after you've conducted a curriculum architecture design effort and have performance and enabling knowledge and skill analysis data, it's not appropriate in many cases unless you really don't care about the gaps and overlaps in your collection of courses. Rapid development may also be okay when you are developing additional content chunks after earlier efforts. Say you're going to develop another batch of product knowledge or procedural guides or lessons learned content, and there's examples that preceded those efforts.
Okay. Guy, can you articulate for us the difference between your ADDIE methods, which you label as MCD, from traditional ADDIE, and what does MCD stand for, by the way?
I'm glad you asked. MCD, another acronym, means Modular Curriculum Development / Acquisition, because you may build new content or buy it, and you may use existing content as is or after modification. Generally, it's a loose, tight approach to content development using standard data collection tools and methods. Traditional ADDIE is practiced in so many different ways that it is really unfair to compare or contrast traditional ADDIE with MCD.
Okay. What are the standard tools and templates you can use at this level?
In analysis, we use four tools and templates. We have a target audience data format, a performance model format, an enabling knowledge and skill matrices format, and an existing training development assessment for reuse potential format. In design, we use an event map of lessons, a lesson map of instructional activities, and an instructional activity specification.
You know, Guy, we hear a lot today in the training world about rapid prototyping. So how does rapid development / rapid prototyping fit into your approach, and how long does it usually take?
Well, again, rapid development is appropriate if your content design rules and tools support an incremental bottoms-up approach to design and development, as well as a top-down approach, so that you know everything will eventually fit together as an instructional system later on. But too often, rapid development or rapid prototyping is the unique approach of a single ISD-er, an instructional systems designer. And putting all the pieces together later often requires so much rework that groups often just abandon the existing content and start all over from scratch and end up creating redundant content for their inventory.
Sounds like a waste of money.
Yes.
So what's the proof of concept here? I mean, what are the factors one should monitor to be sure they're on the right track in this process, Guy?
Well, the proof of concept has been over 50 applications by me, myself, personally, over the past 20 years, and hundreds more by my business partners and consulting firm staff members and the couple of hundred client staff members and subcontractors I've trained and sometimes certified at various Fortune 500 firms. The thing to monitor that you're on track, though, is kind of built into the process in that the use of master performers and designated subject matter experts to generate the data for analysis, to generate the design, and to develop the content after the design is really key. So it's really engaging master performers in the process that's really going to keep one on track.
Okay. So I know you have a book. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yes, I have a book, Lean ISD, that covers this in some great depth. It's available as a free 404-page PDF at my website, which is www.epic.biz.
Okay, well, that sounds great. This has been really useful information, and it's been great having you with us. Thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Talk to you soon.
Okay, take care.
CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.